Welcome to Destination Crime, a new podcast where I will highlight missing people, unsolved cases, murder, serial killers, and just unsolved mysteries in general. If you're like me and you're completely obsessed with true crime, you're going to love this podcast. I'm your host, Devin, and today we're going to be talking about the case of Ashley Summers, a 14-year-old girl who went missing from Cleveland, Ohio in 2007. Ashley Summers was your typical teenage girl living in Cleveland, Ohio. She was a little headstrong and probably had a little too much attitude. You know how it is being a teenager. But she was also very kind and was extremely family-oriented. She loved being around her abundance of aunts, uncles, and cousins. After Ashley's father left her mother, Jennifer, and her, the family became even closer and really depended on each other. As Ashley got older, her mother met another man who became a live-in boyfriend before long. Ashley's mother and the live-in boyfriend went on to have 5 more children together, so Ashley then had 5 half-siblings, who she absolutely adored. One of Ashley's favorite pastimes was staying up late and watching cheesy horror movies with her mom. When Ashley turned 14, her mom started noticing some changes in Ashley, but she really couldn't put her finger on what was going on with her. What she did not know at the time is that Ashley was seeing a boy named Gene who was a couple years older than her. Ashley was afraid of the reaction she would get from her family, so she kept it a secret, having him come over while her mother was at work. Eventually, her siblings went on to tell the mother what Ashley was doing. There was an argument between Ashley and her mother in which Jennifer told Ashley that she was too young to be dating, especially a boy that much older than her. After this argument, Jennifer noticed that some of her money would come up missing. Just little bits and pieces here and there, nothing crazy. Because it was such small amounts and fearing that she would push Ashley away even further if she accused her, she just kind of let it slide. It wasn't until she noticed an entire paycheck missing from her top drawer in her bedroom that she finally had enough and confronted Ashley. After confronting Ashley, there was another huge argument. A few days later after this fight, Ashley came home sporting a brand new heart tattoo with the name Jean through it on her upper right arm. First off, I want to know, what tattoo artist is tattooing a 14-year-old girl? Crazy. And is this why she was stealing the money? Was she using it to pay for this tattoo? Jennifer at this point had just had enough. She couldn't handle any more of Ashley's rebellious, crazy attitude going on. She just needed a break. And since it was summer, she sent Ashley to stay with her grandmother. This way, Ashley wasn't going to miss school, wasn't going to be, you know, missing anything important. Jennifer would call in every other day to check on her while she was away. While Ashley was staying, she spent a lot of time with her great uncle, Kevin, and many of her cousins. Again, this is the summer of 2007. July was a time during the summer that the family would never forget. Ashley showed up to her Uncle Keith's house alone to attend a birthday pool party. They all assumed she must have walked the 2 miles to get there because she came alone. Her mom nor her siblings were there. After hanging out with the family for a few hours at this party, Ashley says she's going to go to her Aunt Christina's house to hang out. It would be about a 10-minute walk for Ashley to get there, but Ashley would never arrive. This would be the last time anyone at the party heard from or seen Ashley. After 2 days of not hearing from Ashley, her mother really began to worry. Now, it was not unusual for Ashley to go and stay at different families' houses when she was angry or upset, so her mom began making phone calls as her first step. The first call she made was to Uncle Kevin. He stated that he had also not seen or heard from Ashley in 2 days since the party. He assumed she was just at her grandmother's house. He did take the time to inform Jessica at this point, though, that at the party, him and Ashley had gotten into a pretty heated argument. Apparently, Ashley was engaged with some family gossip on her phone and he did not approve of it. And like a teenager, when he asked her to knock it off, she gave him some attitude and she refused. So he proceeded to take her phone and throw it on the ground and smash it. Jessica immediately got worried because now Ashley had no way to contact her. So she went and she filed a missing persons report. Initially, police treated it as a runaway case, given Ashley's history and her current relationships with her family members. Her mother told police that no matter how angry Ashley was with her, it was so unusual for her to not be in contact with somebody. Ashley was very, very active on social media, like most teenagers, but after she went missing, all communication stopped. It just became eerily silent. Approximately a week after Ashley went missing, the family came together and formed search parties to look for her. They searched local and surrounding areas, all while posting missing person flyers report everywhere. Potential leads would come into the police, but none ever panned out. The police said from the beginning that Gene, the boyfriend, was not a suspect because he was out of town at a family reunion when she went missing. But Ashley's family did not buy it. And although they never actually confronted him, Jessica made a point to put missing flyers posters all around Gene's house. When she would go back the next day, they were all torn down. One little glimmer of hope came to the family when the arrest of Ariel Castro occurred. Now, Ariel Castro was responsible for the kidnapping of Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight. The family was hoping that Ashley would be rescued inside this house like those other girls, but there was no trace of her. So again, they were left with nothing. Another lead came in 2015 when a surveillance video caught a woman attempting to get money from an ATM that looked very much like Ashley. After billboards went up and down the East Coast, the woman ended up coming forward and after being identified, was found to not be Ashley. Again, the family was back at square one. I do have a picture of this lady in the surveillance video up on my blog, unsolvedandmissing.wordpress.com, if you would like to see it. Now here we are in 2019, and there's still no word on Ashley Summers. Her family just wants answers. They want their loved one back home with them, but the not knowing is the worst part. Ashley's mother did receive a phone call shortly after Ashley went missing. She started to question afterwards if it really was Ashley. It was a very short call, kind of breathy, and the girl on the phone said, "Don't worry, Mom, I'm okay." And that was it. No explanation, no anything, and it was an unknown number. The police don't believe that it was Ashley, and Jessica is now kind of questioning it after the fact, but she's still holding out hope that there's something. It is worth mentioning that just in November of 2018, Ashley's uncle Kevin, remember, he's the one that smashed her phone, has since been charged with rape in an unrelated case. Family stated after being re-interviewed recently by police that his name did come up quite a bit during their interview, but he has not been named as a suspect. FBI agents were also seen digging up a yard that he shared with Ashley and their grandmother during that time. But again, nothing's really being released. It's kind of all being hush-hush right now. This is not all the answers that we want for Ashley Summers. I'm sure it's not all the answers that her family wants, but it could be a very small piece to a very big puzzle. At the time she went missing, Ashley was described as blue eyes, 5'5" tall, and weighing around 130 pounds. If you have any information on this case, please contact law enforcement agencies at 216-522-1400. And again, you can find any pictures and all the information that I got for this episode on my blog, unsolvedandmissing.wordpress.com. You can also find me on Facebook and I'm on Twitter. So please subscribe to this, you guys. Leave comments, any questions. If you have any cases that you would like me to cover, please let me know. And I hope you guys have a great day.